Blog Talk Radio.
Presents the Blog Radio Show.
Finally here. My God, I can't wait for this one. And maybe next one will get a little better. This one was, let's hope the next one goes a little, and each one just gets better and better. We got to get there, folks. Happy New Year. Wasn't planning on putting this together. It all depends on my day. Those of you who know me personally know that this is a tough week at work, and getting out at a decent time is absolutely impossible. One year I actually threw a New Year's party at my house, and I didn't show up till 10 o'clock because I didn't leave work. So anyway, those days are hopefully gone. I mean, to that degree anyway. The last year wasn't so bad either. This was not a bad year end for me, which was fabulous. So that's always appreciated. So anyway, I decided to do this last minute thing, this impromptu show. I was going to just relax because, you know, it's been, I've been busy working here, trying to get the show going. And, you know, I'm only a one woman show, and imagine how much better it would be if it was more produced. I'd just come in here and hang out with you. So anyway, I'm looking forward to tonight. I'm going to be playing some music of our guests that we've had on this year. And sadly, I can't play everybody's, and I'm sorry about that. I would love to. There's two reasons, time and the memory on this platform. I can only play a certain amount of songs. And not only that, too, my computer that has everything on it died, and I tried so hard to get into it and just to get the music and just maybe, I mean, there's so much in there since the show started. Everything is on there, and I can't get in there. I want to put it on a flash drive or something. But anyway, so that is number one. Please call in, and I would love to wish you a happy new year if you're a listener, a friend of mine. I would love to have a good evening with you, and let's say happy new year, but we're going to have a great time tonight. We've got actually a caller here. I have no idea who it is. I can't see who's calling. I can only see numbers, so let's see who we got on the line. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Hi, how are you? Happy new year.
Happy new year.
Hi, who's this?
Can you hear me? This is,
yes,
Judy, a.k.a. Rick Caritas. And I wasn't sure if I was listening to your on the radio or were you on the phone for a second there.
Hi, Sudi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. And thanks again for having me on your show this year. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate that.
Oh, well, you got to come back. I really didn't know you were working on that Christmas stuff, too. I wish you had told me that sooner.
Oh,
we could have done something,
but,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I put out like four or five Christmas songs this year. Or I had recorded some last year, but I didn't really put them out till this year. And,
yeah, and they're great. We played, I think I played All I Want for Christmas Is Some Sleep.
Yeah.
I like that one. It's cute. It's cute. They're all good. They're all good.
Thanks. So we did a fun video to that one, which a lot of people like. And yeah, and a few of the songs got like on the top 30 top radio requests in a station in Tennessee, which was kind of cool.
Nice. Well, hey, you write a Christmas song, you'll be rich because it plays every year, you know?
Well, hopefully, yeah. If only I'd written that Mariah Carey song.
Right. Well, I'm kicking myself in the ass here tonight, Rick, because I'm unable to play any music that I received prior to, what is this? This is January? November. I lost everything. Well, I didn't lose it entirely yet, and your music is on there, sadly. Everything when I started the show is on this laptop, and I can't access it. It will not let me in. It just there's just so much on it. I think I killed it, so I had to get a new one.
I tried to email you one or two today, but I probably didn't get you in time or whatever. But that's
no,
okay.
I didn't get
it.
I didn't get it. I didn't get it. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's all right. But I really appreciate you playing the Christmas song on Christmas. I was actually working Christmas Eve, so I couldn't listen to it then, but I listened a little later. I'm glad you got
nice.
Your thing, yeah. So
nice, nice. Well, what are you working on? You got anything coming up? You want to come up in 2022? Give me an email, hon.
Yeah, I'll definitely, the email is sudyrick@aol.com. And I always have stuff going on or new songs or working on new, I'm trying to shoot a new movie in Nashville and stuff. And, I can always, I'll probably have another book, hopefully. Yeah, so I'm always working
nice.
On stuff.
Well, you give me a call or shoot me an email, too, and let me know, and we'll work it out.
All right. Sounds good. And
excellent. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and happy, happy, happy New Year. It's got to get better, right, honey?
Yeah, it does. Yep.
This year, right. This year we got there a little bit. Let's hope this year we get there a lot of bit, you know, and then the next year, each year a little more, you know, it's got to happen, man. It's got to happen.
It's getting there. Yeah, it can't get worse.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Everybody, Rick Sudi, karatas. I like saying your last karatas.
Yeah,
Rick Sudi, karatas. Thank you so much. Oh, Happy New Year, honey. Thanks for calling
happy
in.
Happy New Year to you too. Thanks. Okay.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye, hon. Bye-bye. Oh, that was sweet. That was sweet. Yeah, unfortunately, I can't play the music. And before I do get any further in, I just want to let you guys know, too, that if you don't hear me talking, let me know because don't let me know. I obviously know if you can hear me. I'll see when I get knocked out. I will be knocked off, but the music will still be playing. And if you don't, when the music stops and if you don't hear me, don't worry, I'll be back in a second. I'm connecting. So I have a feeling I figured out what this issue is. I've tried everything they told me to do with the exception of two things. My headphones, I haven't changed. I don't think there's a problem with that. And they told me I should get my own router instead of using Wi-Fi for the platform here. And so those are the only two things I haven't done. Try to get a cable guy out here during a pandemic. I mean, come on. Is impossible. So I've been having a problem with that. So if we get cut off, the music will still play. You just won't hear me, and but you don't want to hear me anyway. So I won't want to hear me. I want to hear this music. So, but the music I was able to grab is all great stuff. So this is going to be great. This is really going to be great. I don't know what to play first. Let's see. What time is it? 9:00. If you chose to stay home, I'm proud of you. I mean, if you didn't, that's your choice. But, you know, if this thing is running rampant, man, I'm telling you. I can't even tell you how many people I know who got it. Oh, and by the way, before I end this, I'm going to let you guys know where you could get free. I don't know if I should share this information. Let me find out if I'm allowed to share this information with you guys, okay? Let's start off. Let's play. I don't even know. I didn't make a set list. I should have. I never do that. Should we kick it off rough? You want to start it off rough, or you want to? This is it. This is going to start my night. This is Mr. Jimmy Peterick with the Ides of March. He joined us on the show. If you don't know Jimmy, you don't know music. So Jimmy he created Survivor. He was a co-founder in Survivor, wrote so many amazing songs. I think he told me he wrote 18,000 songs. 18,000 songs, and he's written them for so many other people, not just himself. And if you hear snoring, my baby's out here. I'm babysitting tonight. My buddy's here. And the whole time we sat here getting ready, he didn't snore once, and now he's snoring. So that's my buddy over there. He's with me because this is his gotcha week, and he knows it. and he doesn't want to be without me. And so I apologize for that, too. I mean, it doesn't bother me. If you're a dog lover, it shouldn't bother you. So here we go. Let's kick it off. Happy New Year, guys. Vehicle, Ides of March, one of my favorites. Yes.
Hop inside my car. Got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man. Take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. My night, I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. I want you. Got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I take you to a Hollywood. But if you wanna see just like you are, you know I think you really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want ya, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Hop inside my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man. Take it to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. Take it anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love ya, I need ya, I want ya, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Ooh, I'm your vehicle, baby. Don't you know I love you?
Love
I
you.
Need you. I hope you got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.
Bow, man, if that don't get you moving, you don't know what music is. My God, damn, man, oh God, I apologize. You know I get the music Tourette's, so. Oh, thank God in heaven, you know I love you. Sorry, guys. I can't help it. I can't help it. All right, let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Unedited version of Pushing Too Hard by The Seeds. Mr. Paul Kafu joined us just recently, too. Here we go. Pushing Too Hard.
You're pushing too hard. I'm pushing on me. You're pushing too hard of what you want me to be. You're pushing too hard about the things you're saying. You're pushing too hard every night and day. You're pushing too hard, pushing too hard on me. Well, all I want is to just be free. Live my life the way I want to be. All I want is to just have fun. Live my life like a just begun. Like you're pushing
There you go. There you go. Pushing Too Hard. Mr. Paul Kopp. He's with the Seeds. He's been on the show a couple of times, actually. And he's with a new band. Oh, the Poppy Syndrome. What is it called? Tall Poppy Syndrome. Tall Poppy Syndrome. And there's some great folks in there. And you got Clem Burke, who played with Blondie. We've got the Bee Gees guitarist, who has been with the Bee Gees. Well, started with the Bee Gees. Bee Gees aren't together anymore. But, Poppy, come on. I apologize, guys. He's really just really chilled and relaxed. So, well, we've got a caller. Let's see who's calling in. Let's wish Happy New Year to them. Let's see. Come on. Hey, Happy New Year. How are you? Who's calling?
Rick Levy with the Box Tops.
Hey, I was just going to play your song next. I thought it was in the vein of, I'm going down that route, How are you, hon?
Well, that's good ESP. I'm good, man. I'm just relaxing in St. Augustine, Florida. Good. Doing real well. How about yourself?
How you feeling? What kind of surgery did you get?
I'm feeling good. I had this brilliant new procedure for lumbar decompression. I was a runner for years and messed my spine up, and this thing was amazing. I was having a lot of leg numbness, and the day after the procedure, all the numbness is gone.
Oh, good luck to you.
Brilliant.
Thank God.
Really amazing. Yeah, and it was an outpatient. I was in and out in two hours. It was really amazing.
Wow.
So now we're just laying low. We go back out on the road in March, and so we have a really good schedule, and of course everybody's hoping that by March the Omicron will be settled down
right.
a little bit.
Now,
and
did you guys chill out because of the holiday, your surgery, or
no? We played a couple of weeks ago. We were up in near Chicago with Tommy James. And the Shondells, had a great show with them.
Great
and,
show.
Must
have been.
We worked right up through beginning of December. And generally, New Year's Eve used to be a big night for shows, but it really hasn't been for a long time.
No, I know.
And especially now with COVID. And generally, we generally didn't do much in January and February just because the weather's so,
Right.
awful in so many parts of the country. We're past hurricane. Yeah, it was 80 degrees on the beach today. It was really nice.
Thanks a lot.
We have a show. The first show we have is with the Grassroots and the Buckinghams in Pennsylvania. And then we've got the big Flower Power cruise, which, that was canceled for the past 2 years because of COVID.
Do you think it'll be canceled this year?
I think it's going to go this year. Everybody's got to be vaccinated to get on. Plus, you have to have a negative test within, 24 hours of getting on the ship.
Yeah.
So everybody's being real careful and everything. But we used the time wisely.
When's that scheduled for?
I think it goes out. It's sold out. It was sold out long, long ago. I think it's March 28th to April 4th. Box Tops are on it. Grassroots, Cow Sills, Yardbirds, Hollies. There's so many I can't even. Outsiders. There's so many I can't even remember.
All people I'd love to have on the show. Cool.
it's fun. It's fun, and then we used a lot of the downtime to do the first new Box Tops album in many, many years. We recorded an album. Basically, it's to give fans a remembrance of the show they've seen. So it's got the hits that we do in the show, plus some covers that we do. Everything tied in with Memphis. And then the track that I sent you is a bonus live track that we had recorded at Daryl's house, which isn't too far from you, I don't think. Daryl Hall's place.
No kidding. Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah, that's where we recorded I'm Your Puppet. Yeah, that was live. Everything else is studio performances. But it sounds great, and we've done a lot of stuff. We now have a phone line that anybody, you know, people can call in. Actually, they just go to our website, boxtops.com. And they can join. We have a new. I don't like to call it a fan club because it's more than that. We call it Box Tops Family and Friends. Mm. And they'll get a free download. They can order the CD. We're going to have like exclusive things for members. Like we'll be doing some online events and, you know, maybe little performances and stuff like that. So we're just. You know, because everybody's been locked down for so long that we're just trying to, you know, give everybody, ourselves and the fans and friends, you know, a chance to reconnect with everybody.
Well, you know what? I mean, I haven't been to a show since the pandemic and not even the pandemic. I mean, I had, you mentioned back surgery. I had two back. Haven't been able to do
anything. I saw that in your post. Yeah. And, well, yeah, I mean, I've been through that myself, too, and that's. You know, that's a long recovery. And
that's put me out from seeing a show in a long time. And now that the shows are coming I'm trying to get to them, you know?
Well, yeah. And I think the one that we have that was, of course, rescheduled a couple of times, it'll be in the fall. We have a real nice show in Westbury with Box Tops, Herman's Hermits, and Gary Puckett. So that'll be fun.
Another really good one.
Yeah, we have a lot of really good ones coming up. And so we're going all over the country already. We have New Mexico, California, a lot of stuff in New England. And so it's good to just be working again. You know, everybody misses it. You know,
right.
So it's great. But,
yeah, and how about how are you able to do your pottery with your back, or you had to?
Yeah, matter of fact, thank you for asking. Yeah, I'm making new stuff. I actually, you know, thanks to people like you who've supported it and mentioned it. I actually sold every piece I had. I sold every piece I had for Christmas, and now I'm making new pieces. I'm making new pieces, and I'll start posting them on Facebook in the next few weeks. Yeah. So I'm staying busy. Even when we're not on the road, you know, I mean, I'm always staying busy. So,
those who don't know, Rick, he does pottery, and it is absolutely beautiful stuff. I mean, it's gorgeous. It looks store-bought. It looks like you could purchase it in a store.
It could be. And, you know, I try to make it very reasonably priced and everything. And, any of your listeners, you know, they can find me on Facebook, just Rick Levy. And, you know, I'll direct them to the Box Tops page. And, you know, I always give Facebook friends the first shot at the pottery when I, and sometimes it's not even up there an hour and somebody, you know, messages me and says, I want that one, you know, so that's great.
Right.
You know, that's really
nice. Nice.
Yeah. And the CD selling real nicely and everything. So we're happy because, you know, we haven't recorded with this touring group of Box Tops at all. So this is a brand new, you know, this is the band the way we sound today. And we're very proud of it. It's really, of course, the letters on there, Cry Like a Baby, Soul Deep, Neon Rainbow. And then, like I said, covers that have some connection to Memphis and either the producers or the writers or things like that. So it was a ball doing that. It was a real ball doing that.
Excellent. Well, I'm so glad you're back on the road, and I can't thank you enough for calling in and wishing everybody a happy new year. It's been a pleasure.
Well, absolutely. I hope everybody, you know, we're all in the same boat. We got to get through this thing together. And, you know, I just, if you have any listeners out there that haven't gotten vaccinated, please get vaccinated.
Yes,
because it's no joke. It's no joke, friends. You know, I mean, nobody, you know, we don't want to shut down.
It's the only way it's going to go away, man. That's it.
And, you know, and if you do get sick, you know, chances are it's going to be much, much more mild.
You're
it's going to be much, much more mild. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
So,
oh,
yeah, so God. I'm just, we got, in a couple minutes, we got fireworks going off on the beach here. So I'm going to go outside. I'm going to go with my dog and watch
Rub
fireworks and, but
Rub
sure, play
in.
That, play that song. That's, the song you're going to play that I sent you. Of course, everybody knows it. Because it was originally recorded by James and Bobby Purify. But the story is it was written, I'm Your Puppet, was written by Dan Penn, who was the Box Tops producer.
Mm-hmm.
So on the Box Tops' very first album back in 1967, we did a cover of the song. And now we wanted to, you know, kind of not only do a studio thing, but then give the, you know, people who get the CD a taste of exactly what it's like live. And this was, like I said, this was recorded. I want to say we played Daryl Hall's place in 2018. So that's when we recorded. Yeah. And it came
very
out great.
Cool.
You know,
very cool.
Great. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I have another caller, and I will definitely play I'm Your Puppet after I'm Your Caller. I'll definitely be playing I'm Your Puppet after I get this next
good.
Caller.
And
but...
I want to wish all you guys out there a happy New Year. Stay safe. Stay healthy. When you get a minute, go to our website, which is www.boxtops.com. Everything will be there to join the fan club. It doesn't cost anything. You know, just keep up to date with where we're going, where we're going to be, because it's, you know, I don't even remember all the places, but, you know, I know we got some great shows with a lot of other acts too. You know, some are by ourselves, but it's always fun when we pair up with another act or two. That's always a blast.
Nice. No, I love those shows. You kidding me? Yes. Oh, Rick, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to
absolutely.
Have you on the show, to get to know
thank you.
For you're a wonderful man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. Thank you for messaging me. And, you know, we'll talk again soon. And everybody have a great New Year.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year. Go get on the beach. Get make me all
okay.
pissy now.
I'm
going to
do that right
beach.
Now. See you later. Thanks.
Happy
bye-bye.
New Year. Bye-bye, Rick. Take care.
Thank you,
Hans. Bye-bye. All right. We got a caller. Hey, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Happy New Year. Who's calling?
Happy New Year, Joanne. It's Jimmy from The Outsiders.
Jim, hey, how are you?
Hey, man, we just had a call. I got Ricky also. He's on hold here. Let me patch him in. We wanted to give you and all your listeners a happy new year. And it's been a long one, but we're getting there. Hang tight. Let me get Ricky on here.
All right, honey. Yes. And it's so funny because I was going to play I'm Your Puppet, and then I was going to play I've Got a Heart. It's so funny that you
cool.
called. Yep, that's the way I was going. Hi, hon. How are you? Happy New Year, Rick.
And same to you, dear. Is Rick,
guys,
is Rick still on the phone?
Yes, guys. We have Rick. I always butcher your last names, and I'm sorry. Rick Fagiola and Jimmy Ashenberger from The Outsiders. And you know the song. It's one of my favorite songs. And we don't have that tonight. We've got their new favorite song, which is I've Got a Heart, too. And we're going to play that for you guys in a little bit. But how you guys doing? Happy New Year, man. Thanks for calling. I appreciate
it. Yeah,
what's been going on?
We're doing okay, Joe, here in Ohio. We're trying to stay healthy. And this New Year's Eve, kind of like last year, we're in. No big celebrations. But Lois and I are here, and we're going to watch an old movie and watch the ball drop or watch something and maybe have a drink later. And
give this to Lois for me. What'd she say?
She said, back at you.
Ah, I love you guys. You guys are beautiful. I love you guys. I really do. Thanks so much for calling. So what's been going on? You guys, well, Rick was just on the phone. He said you guys were going to be doing the cruise together. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm certainly hoping that we can be on the same leg because the cruise is divided. There's so many acts. They divide the cruise into two halves, two legs. One is from Miami to the Caribbean port, and then the acts on that half will fly home. The acts on the return trip will be flying from here to the Caribbean port and performing on the trip back to Miami. So I'm really hoping that we get a chance to meet up with Rick and the Box Tops, because we've been in touch, he and I, and Jimmy too. We seem to have made a sort of a virtual connection as friends.
Nice.
So we're hoping to meet up with them. But the cruise was canceled in 2020, and then it was canceled again in 2021. So we certainly hope that we don't get any bad news, but we're working on it.
Mm. Well, I can't thank you guys enough for calling in to say hey and Happy New Year. I appreciate it. What I'm happy about is that you call us. What sucks is I never have time to make phone calls, and the only phone calls I have time to make are for business. Like, it's like, can I get you on the show? You know, booking people. It's like I have no time to just chat, and I hate that.
Yeah, we're not going to be anywhere near you anytime that we see in the near future, but I will certainly let you know if we get somewhere close.
Yeah, I know. I know. So how's the guys doing?
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah. Everybody's doing pretty well, Joanne.
So are you guys working on any new music or what? What's going on?
Probably the next step. I've been writing, as has everybody else. You know, that's why it's always a collective effort on all of our parts. So I got a couple things in the works, and just get through the holidays and keep everybody healthy and get back in the recording studio and get some new stuff. I think we'd like to do that before the cruise. You know, there are some dates pending, you know, that might be before the cruise. You know, we have an Ohio show like the week or so before, and you know, just trying to time everything out and keep everybody healthy. And it's crazy, but as Rick Levy said, you know, we'll work through it. You know, get vaccinated. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like, come on, guys. You know how that is.
Yep, exactly. You know? How's my buddy Greg doing? How's Greg doing? I haven't talked to him in a while.
I just heard from Greg. He's on his way to visit his brother, who is going to be having surgery this coming week.
Oh.
So they're going to spend tonight and tomorrow with Greg's older brother, who's a veteran, and it's sort of a serious surgery for his brother.
Oh, God.
So they want to spend time together. They're not that close. They're a little over an hour apart, so they don't get
That's
to see
good.
Each other all that often.
Mm.
But so he's okay there, and actually Rick is vacationing in Florida for a short time, and with his wife. So he'll be back in January, and we'll get back to rehearsing when he returns. And
right.
We're going to be working on our show, the show with our friends, the Music Explosion and the Ohio Express. We're going to We're going to do an all Ohio pop band group show in Akron about a couple weeks before we leave for the cruise. So we're going to be rehearsing with them coming up. But yeah, things are kind of bubbling under, but we got our fingers crossed.
Cool. Well, I can't even tell you how great it is to catch up with you guys, and I appreciate it so much. And like I said, I was going to play I'm Your Puppet, and then I was going to play I've Got a Heart Too, because I'm feeling the flow of the music, because, you know, it's all coming back to me because it's stuff I haven't played in a while. So I started playing that. So that was coming up next. So, you know, you
great.
Guys can come back anytime whenever you got something going on. You know that, right?
We do, Joe.
It's an open door policy here, you know. I love you guys, and
love you.
How was your Christmases? Were they good?
Yeah. Pretty laid back. Good, but laid back. You know, we have a couple newborns in the family on Stacy, you know, my wife's side, and also on my side. So, you know, we kind of laid low. I was able to see my kids, one who lives in Chicago and one who lives in Southern Ohio. So I was good to see them, and, you know, just kind of a one thing at a time right now, hon, you know?
Exactly. That's all we can do. Yeah. One day at a time. As I said, this year was, now next year we got to get to like, yeah, a little better, you know, we're getting there, but oh my goodness, yes, I can't wait to hopefully get to see you guys sometime, and that's for sure. I've been thinking about this venture of doing something with somebody, and I think you guys would love it, and I think a lot of guys from that era of music are going to love it. I think the fans are going to love it, but I haven't put it all together yet. I just got the person that I want to talk to, I'm going to talk to after the new year, so I hope that's good news for everybody, and that's a secret. I wasn't supposed to tell anybody.
Okay, well, we didn't say anything.
Yeah, I know, right?
We only have two friends, so if they heard anything, it's not going to go too far.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
your two friends, your wife, and now 55 million people out there listening at the same time.
But we've always really appreciated your support, Joanne, and your love. And happy new year to you. Happy new year to your significant other. And
thank you.
And John, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I texted John. I said I put a post. I said, I'm doing a last-minute show. It's an impromptu thing. I reached out to some folks, asked them if they wanted to call in. I said, the outsiders may be joining me if you want to call in. I don't know if he got the text. I texted him like 10 to 9, though, because, I was struggling with the computer for over 2 hours to get music downloaded, and I couldn't get it out. But the music I did have is all great stuff, and I'm grateful that you sent me the MP3 because I wanted to include it in there. That was one I was pulling out of my folder. So I said that
great,
the computer,
Joanne.
Yeah, the computer died, and I can't get in it. It's the laptop I've been using since the show started. It's got so much shit on it, and I mean, I shouldn't say shit. You know, I mean, good stuff. It's got everything.
Yeah.
It's got everything. Everything,
you know,
all great files of music that I've received, and it just sucks that I hope I didn't lose it.
Well, I hope you're able to retrieve it. You know, we've all been in that situation more than once. And technology is great, but wasn't it great when you could just grab a 45 and throw a needle on it? You know.
Yeah, put the needle on the record. Absolutely.
You got it.
Yep.
Well, happy New Year, Garland. And we'll keep you abreast, and you let us know what's going on. And I'm very comfortable in saying the outsiders would be honored to be a part of whatever you got going on, girlfriend.
And right back at you, I would be honored to do anything that had to do with the outsiders. And what do you mean you're going to keep my breasts? What are you talking about?
Yeah, right.
I'm kidding. Hey, and guys, where can people hear? Go find you guys. Tell you Facebook. What is it called? The Outsiders Facebook. But what's it called? I know I'm not saying it right.
Well, we're on Facebook. Okay, look up the Outsiders Live. That's a direct link. I've got a heart too, and you and me are available on all the major digital platforms: iTunes, Spotify, etc., etc.
Nice.
Our website is theoutsidersusalive.com.
Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
I'll repeat that, theoutsidersusalive.com. And that's what's happening, man.
That's what's going down. That's what's going down. And it's a good thing it's going down. Keep it going down.
Hey, amen. It's been a long time coming, but hopefully we're getting there. So
you're there. Don't worry, you're there. You can't go any further but up. You've already reached the ceiling. You're getting ready to break that glass ceiling.
Amen.
Thanks.
Well,
you,
guys,
Andy.
I love you. You know I do. I love you. I
love
you. I love you. And someday, my friends, we will meet, I promise, because I'm not going to die without meeting you guys. I can't. I can't. I got to hang out with you guys. I got to hang out with you guys before I die. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's
well,
that's how much I love you guys.
Well, we
but
you know,
I'm killing myself tomorrow, so that could be a problem. No.
we better get in the car now.
Yeah,
I'm only kidding. Oh my goodness, guys, I do love you. Thank you so much for calling in, everybody. Jimmy Ashenberner and Rick Badiola. What is it?
It's Ashenberner.
Thank you. I always say Ashenberger. I don't know what the hell. Beermeister. Jimmy Ashenberger and Rick Badiola from The Outsiders, guys. We're going to be playing I've Got a Heart 2, their new single that's out. It's kicking ass. You're going to love it. We're going to play that. I'm going to go back to music now since we don't have any callers. So Happy New Year, guys. Happy New Year in your families, and I love you guys, and please stay in touch. I know I say it, and I'm a bad person. I don't do it because I get so wound up with other crap, and I'm so sorry for that.
No apologies, Joe. We'll talk to you again very soon.
You got it, guys. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Take care, Joe.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you. Oh, guys, The Outsiders. Thank you. Happy New Year. Oh, it was so great hearing from them. Oh, maybe I did this show just to say Happy New Year to people. I don't know because, you know, this texting and internet bullshit, I like to speak to people. I call me old-fashioned. I like to talk, you know. It's like I like to know what you're saying. When somebody types, the inflections, you don't know if it's good. You don't know if they're being rude. You don't know if they're being nice. You know what I'm saying. Reading it is just construed a different way than actually somebody speaking it. So, all right, so let's continue where we leave off on, I think it was Pushing Too Hard. Yeah. And we were going to play I'm Your Puppet Master. And this is by the Box Tops. It's the live version. And Mr. Rick Levy, who just joined us from the Box Tops. Enjoy, everybody. I'm Your Puppet Master. Thank you. July to be doing this. Wow. I just love this. I'm sorry. I mean, how fortunate am I to hear shit like this? My God. That was great. I loved it. Oh, man. I loved it. Rick Levy from the Box Tops. That is the Box Tops. I'm your puppet master. That was recorded at the Daryl's Place. Daryl Hall's. Is that still on? Daryl's Place. I loved that. That was great when he had the artists come in. They just jammed out and sounded fantastic. Oh, my God. I'm sure it was edited or whatever, you know, to get to there at that point or whatever. But whatever. What we got to see was great. So anyway, here we go. This is The Outsiders. And we just had Jimmy and Rick on. And of course, my favorite, one of my favorite songs. I love the 60s. It just was great music. And call it bubblegum, call it whatever you want. I mean, there was the rock and the Beatles on top of it. There was just so many great, great songs going on at the time. And this is new. After all these years, these guys went in the studio and put together a couple of singles. And this is one of them. And I am going blind. I can't see. There it is. And it is called I've Got a Heart Too. And this is The Outsiders' new song. Here you go. Check it out. It's doing fabulous. It's won awards. It's been played all over the place, especially in the Midwest and South. And it's fabulous. Check it out. I've Got a Heart Too, The Outsiders. I love these guys.
Crawl back to you. Saw your picture the other day. Ain't it funny how things change when you're looking the other way? And I've got a heart too. And I don't know what you're trying to prove. Breaks with everything that you do. And I've got a heart too. Every day I see you nail in the skies, pass before my eyes. Every day I feel the tears that you cried. So hard to carry on. But now I'm strong, and I found this is where I belong. And I've got a heart too. And I don't know what you're trying to prove. And it breaks with everything that you do. And I got a heart too. Why? Trying to prove.
everything that you do. And I've got a heart too.
Wow, after 40-something years, I'm what, almost 50? And wow, after time won't let me go. I mean, come on, this sounds fabulous. Oh, let's say, how cool is this that I get to do this? How amazing. But we've got a caller on the phone. Let's see who we've got on the phone. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Happy New Year. Who's calling?
It's me, Judy.
Oh, my girlfriend. It's Judy Tenuta, everybody. Hi, honey.
Yes. Hi, honey. Happy New Year. I am so glad to kick 2021 out. We hate that.
Oh, I can't wait for it to get out of here, too.
I know, honey. Now, I've texted you my new, as you know, I have a new video.
Yes.
You know the journey I've been going through. And I have a new video, Kicking Cancer's Ass.
Yep. And it was fabulous. If you guys didn't get to see it, it's on YouTube right now, Kicking Cancer's. Just go to what? Judy Tenuta, Kicking Cancer's Ass, right?
It's called Judy is, what it says on YouTube is Judy is Kicking Cancer's Ass. Yeah.
Cool.
So,
and it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
and
a
you
lot
are
fun,
kicking.
Right?
And you are kicking cancer's ass. You did kick, well, you did kick cancer's ass. You got this thing, man.
That's right. And I want to thank you, dear, because, see, Joanne, some of the days when I first started with this journey, I would get a little bit down, and Joanne would say, Judy, you got to kick cancer's ass. And then she made me a T-shirt. And if you watch the video, I'm wearing the T-shirt Joanne had made for me, and it says, Kick Cancer's Ass.
Well,
awesome.
Well,
yes.
I love you, and I love that you're doing so great, and you are amazing.
Thank you.
Anybody who kicks cancer's ass is amazing, and you are doing it, darling.
And I mean, I want to bless everyone who is on this journey. I know a lot of people are going through with this, and I also bless everyone who supports us, you know, everyone who wishes us well and gives us kudos and energy to keep fighting this bitch.
Right.
Cancer.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. Because I think a lot of it has to do with your mindset. I really do.
Well, it does. And that's why, as you know, I try to be so up and so positive. Several people have asked me, well, what do you do? And I go, you've got to believe you are being healed. You must believe it. Because then your subconscious enacts that. And
right.
That's what your body does. Your body listens to your subconscious. So you're never negative. Like, I am healthy. I am kicking cancer's ass.
That's right. And you look fabulous,
right.
No less. And the whole time she looked fabulous. She looked fabulous throughout everything she went through. if she didn't tell you, you would probably say, oh, Judy's a little under the weather, maybe, but on a bad day, right,
just,
honey?
Right. I look thinner. They will notice that.
But, yeah.
You know, I like looking like one of those models that eats paper for lunch. You know?
Mm.
That's what they say those models do. Did you know that? I don't know how this works. They eat tissue, which, yuck, I'm going to throw
what?
Up. But anyway. Oh, yeah. I don't know what that's supposed to do. But, hey, honey, we need our – excuse me. I'm Italian. I need my lasagna. I need my – yeah, just forget it. I want all the good stuff.
And your pie.
Oh, my God, my pie. I love, you know, well, I'm not as much into sweets, but I do love some pie. So I love lemon meringue, apple, cherry, you name it. I love it. The only ones, we should name the ones I don't like, and that's mincemeat. So just get that out of my way.
I never had
but
that.
Who likes that? Yeah, you got to be a drunk.
Is there really meat in it? Is there meat in it?
You know, honey, I don't know. It's something from Scotland, and they're all so drunk over there. They're just so happy. They're so happy because they're always drunk, and then they play golf.
And I guess they don't give a shit what they eat if they're wasted.
Oh, my God. In Scotland, they have the worst food. It's called haggis. Haggis. It's like stuffed guts in the sausage. Don't even think about it. Anyway, no, but we have great food over here, as you know. Everywhere in the U.S. of A., we have great food. And we want everyone, there's got to be a way to feed people that don't have enough. And I say, you know, there's a way to do that, and the government is expediting that. You know, they got to make sure. But right now, it's important that everybody bring in the new year. Be happy. Be positive. We're kicking cancer's ass. I just want to say I love to all of you. And I have to go back and eat some pie, honey.
No, no worries. Listen, I love you. You got the best New Year's ever because you were able to say that you were kicking cancer's ass for a new year. How cool is that?
And thank you again for that fantastic T-shirt. She sent me that for my birthday. No, she did. She sent me that for my birthday. I just started filming. I was about to film Cancer's Ass, and I mean, it was like serendipity. I got that, and I said, look what Joanne did. She sent me that beautiful T-shirt, and I'm about to film this, and it was just perfect. And the director of the video was so happy. Oh, that T-shirt's perfect. So,
well, for those of you who couldn't see it, it says kick cancer's ass. And on the right, the top right, it says Judy says kick cancer's ass. And, you know, Judy always says it could happen, right? That's what Judy says all the time. So at the bottom left, it says it could happen. And it says it crosses out the could and put it will happen. And then her next shirt is it did happen.
Yeah, we're going to get that. But right now, we're fighting, and we are winning because we will accept nothing less.
Nope. I just so wish I could have been out there on the West Coast to be with you. I would have loved to have been with you during this time, too.
Oh,
I mean, it's, you know.
I gotta tell you, every day she would call me and say, Judy, you're kicking cancer's ass.
Hey.
And that was my... That was my mantra, and I would, even, you know, when I was getting the chemo and I was a little down, I would just say that, and I might have been a little weak, but I got stronger and stronger.
Right, and you're going to keep getting even stronger, even more stronger.
Yeah, you got that right, honey. So I want to wish you and all your wonderful listeners a happy new year, a wonderful 2022.
Blessings,
health, and happiness.
You too. And guys, go check out her new video on YouTube. It's called Judy's Kicking
it's
Cancer's Ass.
Judy is Kicking Cancer's Ass.
and you'll love it. It's a cute little video. I think it's a great fight song for those of you who are dealing with cancer. You'll love it. You'll love it. It'll make you laugh and give you hope as well.
And right. And even if you don't have cancer, but everybody knows someone who is, you're going to love it too.
Yes. And you know, when someone has cancer, they just don't have cancer. Everybody who loves them has cancer. Everybody is involved.
Right.
So
that's right.
It affects everybody. So.
But I have to thank all my prayer warriors, everybody who wishes me well. So many people, and I know that those prayers go right to God, and that's why I know I am blessed. Thank you.
Everybody loves you, honey. That's why. Everybody loves you. It was all genuine. It's all genuine. Everybody loves you.
Oh, I love you too, and I love everyone that, you
yes,
know,
well,
that supports
everybody, this. You got to check out the video. Keep kicking cancer's ass, honey. I know you will, and I know I'll talk to you,
okay.
So don't worry about
yes,
it.
Yes, okay. Happy New Year. I'll talk to
Happy
you
Happy New
soon.
Year.
Happy
New
Year,
and have a good night. I love you, and we'll talk very soon, honey.
Yes, okay. You too.
All
love
right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Everybody, Judy Tenuta, bye-bye. Kicking cancer's ass. Bye-bye, honey. Judy Tenuta. I love Judy. Judy's been on the show, was on the show a couple times, and we just became friends. And it's so funny, all the guests that have come on, we've become friends. I mean, I'm friends with the Outsiders as well, which is beautiful. As I said, it's like, how cool is this that I talk to these folks and we become fast friends, and there's nothing more beautiful than that. I just love it. And just having a ball doing it, and I love that I can do it, and I thank them all. They're beautiful people, all of them, and Judy is amazing, folks. If you've followed her on Facebook or any of her social, you'll see that she has been kicking cancer's ass. She's one rough, tough cream puff. I'm not going to lie about that, and, you know, I went through my spouse. I know what it was like, so... You know, so I said I wish that I lived in California while she was having a hard time, because I could have helped her out more so than just a chat. And, I don't know. I love people. What can I say? I love everybody. So the world can be a much beautiful place if we all loved each other for no reason whatsoever. Just if you come into contact with somebody and that's it, you're friends for life, whatever, you're connected, put it that way, you're connected. So I've got a heart too, was where we left off, the Outsiders. So what we got, what is it, 10:06? Oh, we had Mike was on. Oh, I don't even know. I don't have anything in front of me. I'm just shooting the shit here tonight. Mike Skill from Romantics, guitarist, and he's got a new album out, and we had him on. And unfortunately, we had a night where we were cutting in and out. That's where the thing I was going to say earlier, where they said that they told me all these things to try, and I've tried everything except the two, the one getting the router directly hooked up instead of using Wi-Fi and changing my headphones. My headphones are fine. They're not going anywhere. The router, again, I don't know how long it's going to take for the cable to get out here, but that has not happened yet. However, I did a show on Christmas Eve. Not many people are working on Christmas Eve, right? So now tonight, it's New Year's Eve. Not many people working tonight. So I guarantee that there are not a lot of people using this platform tonight to broadcast. And that's the issue. I think the issue is that they need to do something with their broadband, not mine. However, I am going to do what they suggest. And if it's still an issue, then we know for sure that the problem is their issue. So anyway, but I love Block Talk. I don't want to leave. I mean, I really don't, but I can't continue if this is going to happen where we keep getting cut off in the middle of an interview. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. So pardon me. I need some water. Whoa. All right. So what I like about you, you know, is the Romantics, obviously, but Mike has a new album out, and I'm going to play one of the new songs off the album, and I just got to find it. Carrie Got Married, and you're going to really like it. And, oh, God, I forgot the name of the album. Oh, shoot. I think it's Mike Skill. He's going to kill me. He's going to kill me. He's going to kill me. I'll find out for you while we play this. All right. This is, again, Mike Skill. He worked on this during the pandemic and came out with a great album. This is Carrie Got Married. Enjoy, folks. Great hook. Carrie got married. I love it. Oh, man, I like it a lot. What was I going to say? I got another song by Mike, actually. It is one we all know. It's What I Like About You. However, it's got Mike on the vocals. I forgot to tell him when he was on the show that I actually sang that song when I was in the cover band. We got a call. Let's take a call first before we play it. Hang on one second. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. Happy New Year. Who's calling?
Happy New Year. Lisa Panagos. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. How are you, honey?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I decided to have a little fun tonight. I thought this would be fun.
Yeah, very fun. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a last-minute thing. You feeling okay?
Yes, I'm 100% recovered.
Oh, good. I know because I got two sick kids in the house. They got boosted yesterday, and both of them had 101 temperature today. They feel like crap.
After
yeah.
their booster?
Yeah, they got the boosters yesterday, and now if this doesn't go away after today, they may have COVID. So you know, because after you get the booster, sometimes you feel like shit. And, but I didn't feel like that when I got it. It did knock me out, but I didn't have a fever, you know, but they both had a temp. So, you know, But they're okay. No. They've been in bed all day, and I've been trying to take their temps every, you know, couple hours. So, but no, they're okay. But if it doesn't go away, then we may have to test for COVID. So, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
That's
we'll see.
Horrible.
So, what's going
That's
on
stressful.
With you since you were last on? You were on not so long ago. Is everything? I know you did a lot of work for Christmas with the kids, which was nice.
Yeah, that was really rewarding, and the lady in charge said that they just were so excited, and the parents went secretly to wrap all the presents before they gave it to them, and so yeah, it was a good thing. I'll probably
nice.
Do it next year too. Yeah, yeah,
nice,
and
nice.
I've been working on my new album, so it looks like things are moving forward really good. So
excellent.
Yeah.
So 2022 yeah. is looking good for you, right?
It is, if it all falls in place. Yes.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait. I'm okay. Like I said, I mean, I wasn't going to make plans anyway for two reasons. I never get to make plans on New Year's Eve because of the industry I work in during the day. I never know what time I'm going to get out of work. And then the other reason was this new variant. I don't want to go anywhere.
No. I don't either.
You know, it's funny.
I
don't want to say I'm scared, but it's like the when it first came out, I was concerned. I stayed home. I did what I was supposed to do, but I wasn't worried that I was going to get it. Now I'm like petrified that I'm going to get it. It's like,
I know.
Lee, when I tell you that I talked to a few people over the weekend and found out at least 30 people I know have it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Really? Yeah, I thought
yeah.
I had it recently when I had this thing and I got tested because my ENT would not see me without he requires everybody to get a test and not the rapid one, the other one.
Yeah.
So I got tested and it was negative, but yeah, I was thinking I had it, but it's scary.
Yeah, yeah. I don't get that. I had no intention
right now.
No,
what?
And I had no intentions on going anywhere. That's for sure. Yeah,
so
that's
you're staying
sure.
home with your family, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. And then I just, like I said, last minute, I said, you know what? Let's have some fun tonight. See if I can get some people to come in and call them, wish everybody a happy New Year. And because who knows what they're doing tonight? And if you
right.
stayed home, I'm proud of you. And if you didn't, that's your choice, you know. But
right, yeah.
It is what it is. So, but
your
I can't
kids
wait.
Have it.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they
might.
Have it. I don't know if they have it right now. Right now, it's too close to the booster shot to, you know, be coincidental. Right.
Right.
It's right now. It's coincidental. I mean, because most
right.
symptoms after you get that booster, it only lasts a day. So if they don't feel better after tomorrow, then I'm going to be more concerned. Obviously.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
But wow, I've got fireworks going off like crazy out here. I can't believe it.
Can you see them from your house?
No, I can hear them. I can hear them. I don't know if you guys can, but I can hear them. I can hear them.
Your
this mic picks
so
up
beautiful.
Everything. I'm sorry?
If your lights in your house, Christmas lights, so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I was trying to. It's so hard to find a good piece to put on your lawn these days. You know?
Is it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. When I first moved in here, there was a place called, you may have heard of the band, Romance Emporium. Oh, Jesus Christ, what the hell's the name of it? Oh, man. Fountains of Wayne. It was a band.
Okay.
Well, it was a band.
Okay.
And, but it's actually a place in New Jersey. They sell outdoor, it's like a landscaping place, but yet they sell outdoor stuff, you know, so every Christmas they would put on a little Christmas, you could walk through a Christmas, what do you call it? Oh, Jesus, my God, display. And they had all
okay.
animated stuff. It was nice for the kids, and I'd take the kids every Christmas. So after Christmas, everything would go 50%. And when I'm telling you, this stuff was hundreds of dollars, these things. You know, these pieces aren't cheap. So you know, I would go there and I'd buy a new piece every year, half price, and they went out of business. I don't know if they closed for whatever reason, but they're not there anymore, and they had such a great selection. And now you go to the store, they put a few out, and they're gone. So it's hard to find a good piece.
Yeah.
But thank you so much. Thank you. So,
yeah,
but,
gorgeous. Well, you found it.
Yeah, so tonight we're going to play for you. We're going to play Ecstasy. I can't wait to play that tonight for everybody.
Okay, awesome. Who's on right now? Would I know anybody that's on?
People are just calling in and saying Happy New Year. Yeah, well, so far, Judy Tenuta, comedian Judy Tenuta, the guys from The Outsiders called in, Rick Sudi Caratas, he's a songwriter, actor, and he called. Who else called that's been on the show? Oh, my goodness.
Great.
Rick Levy from The Box Tops.
Wow.
Yeah, we've had a few callers. Actually, there's somebody calling now. I don't know who that is, but somebody's calling now. I don't know who that is.
You want to answer? Can you answer? I'd have to let you go.
I'd have to let you go. So if you're ready to go.
I could call back.
If you want to, sure.
Or you
can hear the fireworks now. Do you hear
Happy
the fireworks
New Year.
Now?
Yeah.
Do you hear the fireworks now?
I do.
Yeah. All right. Well, unless you want to hold, and I'll talk to him, and then we'll get. It's up to you, hon. I could put you on hold, and you could listen in, and when your song comes on, I could do that, or I don't know what you want to do.
It's okay. You made my night. I just walked in from doing some errands, and you made my night. So Happy New Year.
Oh, you made mine.
I'll let
you
go.
You made mine too.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Everybody, Lisa Penagos, and we're going to be playing Ecstasy by her. And is this off the new album?
No, that's off my Inside album.
Right. That's the one that when we met, that's that album.
Well, yeah, my new one.
Album.
Yeah, that is my newest one. I'm working on a new one, though. Yeah.
Right
now.
Excellent.
But
well, everybody. Yeah, Lisa Penagos. We're going to be playing Ecstasy later. Go check around. You have a website, lisapenagos.com.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, Lisa, thank you for calling. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I hope your kids
take
get
care.
Better.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, let's see who we got on the phone, guys. Hi, Happy New Year. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. Who's calling?
Well, hello. It's Mike Skill.
Mr. Skill, we just played Carrie Got Married, and I can't get it out of my head. Carrie Got Married. It's such a great hook. I love it.
I heard it. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for playing it. I want to say Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. And then I was going to play your version with you singing on vocals of What I Like About You, and I feel horrible when you were on the show. We were having those connection issues, I apologize for that. But I did play this. I don't know if you listened in, but I did play What I Like About You. I think I closed with it. Yeah. And I loved it, so I can't wait to play it again.
Yeah, we had some a lot of crazy, weird ons and offs and chatters and stuff going on in the airwaves there.
Yeah, it's this platform. I don't know what the issue is. I don't know what it is. We're trying to work it out. So how you been? You good?
I'm good. That when that happened, that's like my TV. When my TV's like that half the time.
Oh God!
On and off and scattered. It's awful. I got a guy come in. Yeah, we're good. My family's here. Cheryl's here. Nick, my son, and we're just sitting back and I'm making some pasta sauce and what do you call these, Nick? Caprese and all that. We're just having a good time.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah,
enjoying the holiday.
Yeah, and we don't hear anything outside yet, so we'll hear the firecrackers and the guns going off later.
Guns? Did they do guns too?
Well, you hear these shots and you go, that doesn't sound like an M80. That sounds like something else. You'll hear dun 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 dun.
Oh God. Yeah, well, I've got firecrackers going off here. Yeah.
I'm a lot of around here and stuff like that. So yeah, it gets a little rustic. I want to say happy New Year and happy holidays to everyone on the East Coast, New York, Long Island, New Jersey, of course, and my friends. Not my friends, but I love the Outsiders. One of the first songs I learned was "Time Won't Let Me."
Great song,
right? Yeah, and then the box tops. I did the letter when that came out. When we,
yep.
I was a little kid. I had a little band when I was 16 years old, the High Tide.
Yeah, great stuff.
All rock and roll.
I love it. I love that stuff. Love that stuff. Yeah, Time Won't Let Me is one of my favorites, that's for sure.
I know. Oh, God, it's great. Great song. Great band. The Ring Band.
Yeah, did you like their new cut? I've Got a Heart Too.
I didn't hear that. I missed it.
Oh,
you got to
listen back. You got to listen back. It's really good. Yeah, it's their new cut after all these years. After all these years, they got two songs out.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. God,
so you gotta tell everybody, what's the name of the new album? Mike Skill, what? I didn't write it down.
All my friends when I was a kid and growing up with Skill or Skill Bones because I was so skinny, and I just figured I want to get separate myself from the Romantics name a little bit, get my name out in front.
Yeah.
And I was going to use a title, so then I decided it's probably more accurate if I go just Skill, Mike Skill. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Skill, Mike Skill. Yeah, because I was going to say Mike Skill, Skill, and I said that doesn't make sense. So
either way you put it, it works. It doesn't matter.
That's true. No, I'm going off of memory from when you were on the show. That's all. I was going off of our conversation, you know, of what we had talked about. So.
Oh, yeah.
But, the great stuff on the new album really is. And
thank you.
And it just came out when? In November, I think, right? Was it November?
I think it was mid-October towards November. Yep.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, for those who didn't listen in when Mike was on the show, I definitely played it. I just don't know if I closed with it. I closed with his rendition of What I Like About You with him singing lead vocals on it, and it's really good.
That's right.
It's great. It's great.
Thank you. I'm getting good response from it all over the place. We've been hearing calls from Chile and all over the place, and everyone's liking it. So, yeah. It's getting out there. So
what's not to like?
I know. I agree totally.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
I know. It's a real alive, live in the studio kind of vibe. It's got a little production on it, but it's pretty basic, pretty straight ahead. Almost live, but still a little bit of studio magic. Yeah.
Yep. Yep, and like I said, they all have great hooks. And Carrie Got Married. I mean, before I even played it, I remembered it. I remembered it in my head. Carrie Got Married. Because I get a lot of music sent to me, so sometimes I forget. And as soon as I saw the title, I said, Carrie Got Married. I knew exactly what it was. So I was like, oh, yeah, we're definitely playing that one tonight.
Yeah.
Definitely playing that. So
That was written by Romantics drummer and my drummer. Brad Elvis's wife, she wrote the lyrics, and they were on the way home from Detroit. We played a show outside of Detroit at the Michigan International Speedway, and they're on the way home. They're writing the song, they're writing lyrics without a guitar, without any instruments, and to remembering it when they got home. They sent it to me later on. I worked with Brad a lot on some stuff he was doing and I was doing, and I threw my guitar track on it and gave it a whole Skill sound. And yeah, it's really good. Produced by a guy in Chicago, Mike Hagler, and then Chuck Alcasian out of Detroit.
Mm.
And I'd say, and Happy New Year to all my Detroit friends, too.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Nice.
Yeah,
we're doing
good. Yeah, things are rolling right along. We're waiting to get out the CD and the vinyl, so that's next. I've been talking about that. Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
That's going to be great. So what's your resolution for 2022? You're the first person I'm asking this.
Oh, gosh. I don't know, man. What's my New Year's resolution?
I don't make them because I don't stick to them.
With the pandemic, you get a little bit lazy and laying back and that. And you can get ups and downs in your head and all that. So I think clear my head and get into working twice as hard as I do. Okay, I guess that's it. Really push harder, you know, and keep things going, and hopefully play somewhere. I might be in New York in April for Johnny Thunder's thing.
Where?
Yeah, at the Bowery Electric, I think it is.
You got to tell me, Mike. You got to tell me.
Yeah,
I'd love to come and check it out. I'd love to come and hang out and check it out.
Yeah, you're definitely welcome to come on out and stay in touch. We'll let you know. Yeah,
I'd love to.
For sure. Definitely.
Maybe I could write a piece about it for the paper, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I would enjoy it.
That'd be fun.
I'd like to see
that.
That'd
be fun. Yeah. Well, oh my goodness. Well, I can't thank you enough for calling in and wishing us all a happy new year, because I'd love speaking to people instead of texting it or emailing it. And, you know, I'd rather say it in person to people. Well, not in person, but personally, you know, speaking to you. So.
Well, I truly appreciate all the accolade or all the help, all the push, not push. Just the love, all the love from you, and thank you. And, keep on rocking it, and keep supporting new music and music, great music of the past, too,
That's right. That's right.
Thank you. Love the
old and love the new, but only the new that relates to the – only the new stuff that relates to the old stuff. How's that?
There you go. You got it. You got it right.
Oh, Mike. Mike, thank you. MikeSkill.com, is that where everybody could check you out? Mike? I think we lost Mike. Or I'm getting knocked out. I may be getting locked out. All right, Mike, thank you. Happy New Year. Enjoy your family. I know you're having festivities there. Enjoy. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you. Mike Skill from the Romantics, everybody. All right. Yeah, we lost Mike. So maybe it was Mike's phone. I don't remember if it was Mike or the platform at that time. I know I had a problem, though. All right, so let's continue with the music because we only got 30 minutes left. So I guess let's go right into it. What I like about you, Mike Skill on vocals from the Romantics, but he's doing vocals. Check it out. funny. That's great, isn't it? It's so funny. I didn't get to talk to him because we got cut off, but I was going to tell him that I used to sing this song in the cover band I was in, and way, 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 way back. And I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do the end because of the, I didn't want to do that part on stage and whispering the, what I like about you, in a live setting, in a bar. It just didn't come out. But I did not, I refused to do the I can't even do it part. I can't do it. So I didn't want to do it. One of the guys in the band did it. And the sound guy, Sammy, he would laugh at me because I couldn't do it. And I'd look at him and laugh too because I knew I couldn't do it. So I don't know. I can't even put R's in Spanish words. I can't roll that R. I don't know why. With this needs no introduction. The fabulous Mr. Fred Schneider was here. What an honor. And it's an honor for all my guests. So let's keep kicking it. Rock Lobster.
We were at a party. Here goes fella McGee. Someone reached in and grabbed it.
I was just singing over here. I'm going to slow it down a little bit, and by doing that, well, not slow it down, but I'm going to change the gears to get us to slow it down. I'm going to end probably with Ecstasy with Lisa. Oh, no, let's do, yeah. All right, here we go. Bopping the Blues, Shay Arender. Shay was on, during Christmas time in December. Oh, well, it is December. He had a show playing in New York, the original Rockabilly Christmas. It was great. I had the pleasure of going. Thank you to my wonderful friend, Gail Parental. What a wonderful evening. Thank you so much. That was so kind of you. And I love you. You're a wonderful, wonderful human being. And the show recently closed, COVID and all. But it was a great little show. And I enjoyed it immensely. So a little bit of hint of Elvis in there. And if anybody knows me, you know I love Elvis. So I particularly enjoyed it. So Bopping the Blues, Shay Arender. Check it out.
Well, all my friends are bopping the blues. It must be going round. All my friends are bopping the blues. It must be going round. I love you, baby. It must be rhythm bound. Well, the doctor done told me, Shay, you don't need no pill. Yeah, the doctor done told me, boy, you don't need no pill. Just a handful of nickel in a jukebox will kill your ear. Well, all of my breakfast are popping the blues. It must be going round. All them boys are popping the blues. It must be going round. I love you, baby, it must be rhythm bound. Well, the cat bugs in me, man, I don't feel no pain. Yeah, the jitterbug call me, man, I don't feel no pain. I still love you, baby, but I'll never be the same. I said, hold my friends, I'm still popping the blues. It must be going around. All of my friends are still popping the blues. It must be going round. I love you, baby. I must be rhythm bound. Let's get it, cats. Let's rock.
Actually, he's got a gig going on out in Vegas, I think. He's all over the place, to be quite honest. He says in Texas, he's in Louisiana, he's in Vegas, and he was just in New York. I mean, he really, really is a hardworking guy. Love his stuff, love his stuff. All right, and without further ado, we're going to play Ecstasy by Lisa Penagos, who was just on the phone earlier, and I can't thank her enough for calling in, and how sweet. Happy New Year to Lisa, and Lisa wishes you a happy new year as well, as you heard. So this is Ecstasy by Lisa Penagos. Lisa Penagos, Ecstasy. Thank you, Lisa. Happy New Year, and thanks for calling in. I love it, love it. And a legend, a legend. I love him, another sweetheart. We're running short on time, so I'm just going to jump into the song. This is my wonderful, 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 wonderful friend, Mr. Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights, and this is the Shy Lights. Oh, the master, Mr. Marshall Thompson, 79, and he's still kicking ass. Oh, my God. Did you hear him? Come on. He was on here for Christmas. We played White Christmas. He just recorded it. Sounds fantastic. Oh, what a sweetheart, too. What a sweetheart. What a sweetheart. I love him. I love him. I love all you guys. Thank you so much for being guests on my show. I'd like to take this moment to say another fabulous year on the Applause Radio Show, and I can't do it without you, the listeners, are wonderful guests. They're people that make it happen. You're all wonderful. Parento Public Relations and Roz PR. I mean, there's so many. I can't. Oh, my God. Harlan, the amazing Harlan. Amazing, amazing. They just do work 24/7. This business, you work 24/7. Everybody thinks being in the entertainment industry is sweet. It's work, guys. But if you love it, it's not. It's you love it. You wind up loving it. It becomes a part of you. So I can't thank you all enough for making this happen and allowing me to do this. And thank you guys out there for allowing me to do this. And that the fact that you listen in, we are pushing like I checked the stats. I haven't been on in over a week because I was taking a little break. I checked the stats. We are over 5,800 live every night. And downloads, I can't even tell you how many downloads, but it's just been wonderful, fabulous, fabulous. And I'm just having a great time, and I love it. I love it. Love meeting all these wonderful people and just beautiful people. And you know what? This new year, I pray things change a little bit. I really do. A lot of it. Forget about a little bit. They got to change, folks. Come on. We got to get there. We got to get back to where we used to be. So Happy New Year. Unfortunately, it's another COVID New Year and New Year's Eve, I should say. And we don't have to spend next year like this, guys, where you don't know to go out. Don't go out, you know, and we don't have to do this. I'm not here to tell anybody what to do, but, you know, there's a lot of these people who have talk shows, whatever, internet radio shows, podcasts, whatever you want to call them, any social media telling these people not to get vaccinated. Don't tell people what to do. Let them see their doctor. Their doctor will tell them to get the shot. So stop. This is ridiculous. The only way it's going to end this is for us to get shots. So let's hope 2022 is a great year for me and you. And if you can't be kind, folks, stay home. Stay home. I liked when nasty people and racist, whatever, you did it in the privacy of your home. Can we go back to that? That would be lovely. That would be lovely. That's a start. That would be a start. So with that, thank you so much for everybody for listening. Thank you for everybody calling in, such wonderful people. I consider them friends. The folks over at The Outsiders, the lovely, beautiful Judy Tenuta, Rick Sudi Caratas, Lisa Panagos, Rick Levy, who else called in? Mike Skill. Geez, I don't want to miss anybody. I'm sorry if I did. I think that's it, right? That's all we had call in tonight. But I appreciate it so much that you guys did call in and to wish everybody a happy new year. And I wanted to wish everybody a personal happy new year instead of a text or a post. So I wish some others would have called in. So anyway, if you can't be kind, stay home. Be kind, folks. Happy new year. Be safe. Be happy, be healthy, and be wealthy. Without health, you have no wealth. Happy New Year.